Capricorn sun signs and Capricorn rising signs. This is Bess Matasso with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And last month in June, you really hit a kind of pinnacle. You've been moving through all of these major energies, these very queenly regal energies in the year 2019. And last month with the Queen of Wands, there was really a question of how you channel, how you use your force, what kind of magic you want to make in the world, and what you're available to kind of let come through you and rise to meet it, that you can harness any kind of weather and you can repurpose it, that you have a particular flavor, a style of magic, of creation, and you can work with the elements that are on hand as this very self-sufficient, driven cardinal earth sign. And there was a really beautiful kind of unleashing quality in the month of June that was available to you. And as you step into July, you're quite literally slipping into the watery energies of Cancer season, your opposite sign, your polarity point. And the card that I drew for you this month, the Knight of Swords reversed, is an interesting one. Because in its upright position, it's like, go, do it, keep a million burners lit, change your consciousness very rapidly. You're able to kind of assimilate and almost, almost like it's a fast motion card of watching, flowers bloom and die, and you're, sort of ingesting all of these kinds of energies, and you're able to really action it and move on it at a very quick pace. And yet in the reversed energy, there is, it's not like the opposite energy, but there is a question of how much you're leaning on your own mind and what is kind of percolating beneath the surface. It's almost like, the upright position of this card is like birds flying over the surface of a lake, or, taking off, migrating. And then the reverse position is landing on water, or kind of dropping in for a drink, or just sort of checking to see what's actually going on beneath that kind of surface line, that kind of flatness sometimes that we can get when we action only from the neck up. And yours is a really interesting sign because there can sometimes be this sort of splitting energy, literally this kind of sea goat energy where you dip into the emotional channel. You have a profoundly rich emotional life, but sometimes it gets a little bit disconnected in the name of doing what should be done or must be done, quote unquote. And in the month of July, you're really just being asked to check in with how you let your life be shaped by the feedback loop of your feelings, rather than starting with the container, starting with what is, starting with like the thing I need to do, the agenda. What if you started with the kind of feedback that you're getting from the emotional life, and then you let that shape the project rather than vice versa? Almost inviting some of this flow into your form, this kind of Cancer energy into your form. And so letting yourself get a little weathered. I mean, you were working with weather last month as kind of harnessing the elements, but letting yourself actually get shaped by the feeling content that's percolating beneath the surface of your life. And so I'm wishing you a really tapped in and connected and soft and sweet month of July, Capricorns, and I will speak with you soon.